Manu Patra alerts dated 2 April 2019. Supreme Court has quashed a Reserve Bank of India circular of 12 February 2018, asking banks to classify a loan account as stressed if there was even a day of default, and it also termed the order as unconstitutional. Supreme Court has reiterated that the delay in lodging FII can be condoned if the complainant appears to be reliable and without any motive for implicating the accused falsely. Supreme Court has dismissed special leave petition filed by Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, against Kerala High Court judgment setting aside Employees Pension Amendment Scheme 2014 that capped maximum pensionable salary to 15,000 rupees per month and observed that employee's pension should be proportional to his/her salary. Supreme Court has held that the employer cannot be mulcted with full back wages on the acquittal of an employee by a criminal court, unless it is found that the prosecution is malicious. Supreme Court has accused Assam government of playing hide and seek with court's resolve to unravel the mystery of over 40 lakh people not figuring in the National Register of Citizens, NRC, but only 1,000 odd being detained as foreigners. Supreme Court has reiterated that mere existence of vacancies or empanelment does not create any indefeasible right to appointment. Supreme Court has stayed a notification issued by Election Commission of India declaring Gujarat's Talalau Assembly constituency seat as vacant and announcing the by-poll there along with the Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court has dismissed a PIL seeking a stay on release of the Narendra Modi's biopic during period of model code of conduct ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Delhi High Court has rejected former Anbaxi CEO Malvinder Singh's plea seeking exemption of the quarterly pension received by him from the ambit of an attachment order. A Delhi court has granted anticipatory bail to Robert Vadra in a money laundering case and ordered him not to leave the country without prior permission. Delhi High Court has ordered day-to-day hearing in death reference as also the convict's appeal against the capital punishment awarded to him in a 1984 anti-Sikh riots case. Bombay High Court has extended protection from arrest of activist Gautam Navlakha till 15 April 2019 in the Bhim Koregaon violence case. Bombay High Court has directed St. John the Baptist Church, Thane, to approach the Thane Municipal Commissioner, seeking permission to bury an ex-service personnel on an open ground in possession of the church. Bombay High Court has refused to grant any relief to Diamond Emir of Modi's company Camelot Enterprises, which had challenged auction by Income Tax Department of some paintings and artwork belonging to firm. Bombay High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a 20-year-old woman seeking to terminate her pregnancy, claiming it would have a detrimental effect on her mental health. Bombay High Court has upheld an order of Income Tax Tribunal, which said that Aditya Birla Group's telecom unit did not violate rules while receiving an investment of 2,098.25 crore rupees from a subsidiary of global private equity firm Providence Equity Partners. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that a willful defaulter under Reserve Bank of India, RBI, Act cannot be represented through the lawyers or chartered accountants. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered corporate insolvency resolution process for IDEB Projects, an engineering and construction firm that worked as a subcontractor to Metro Rail Projects in Bengaluru and Delhi, for defaulting on loans. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Hyderabad has held that the federal tax, state tax and Medicare cum disability tax in USA is eligible for Section 91 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, West Bengal has held that the goods sent for job work but not returned being consumed in the process is supply and therefore, is liable to GST.